Welcome to the Inside CCW Safe Podcast with founders Stan Campbell and Mike Darter. If you're forced to fight the battle for your life, CCW Safe will fight the battle for your future.
Okay. All right. Recording. All right, welcome back to the Inside CCW Safe Podcast. I'm Mike Darter with CCW Safe in Oklahoma City. Here with Stan Campbell.
Yep, Stan Campbell holding down Los Angeles today.
You what?
So I'm holding down Los Angeles. Sorry.
Holding down
that.
Los Angeles. Now I hit my little mute button to turn off all my phones and beeps and stuff, and I accidentally hit the mute button on my computer, which muted you, so. So, Stan, man, it has been freezing here. We've been, like, had two school days.
You said two no school days. Oh, two no school days. Yeah, you guys have ice storms out there, right?
Yeah, man, it's been crazy. But I think today it's supposed to get up to, like, 40, so should be pretty good. What's L.A. like?
L.A. is kind of overcast. It's not that pretty, but it's no ice. I haven't seen ice in forever. Yeah, no ice.
Good deal. Anything else going on recently?
We need to know. You know, I mean, we're following the, and we'll get to talk about it a later podcast. But we're following the constitutional carry that just got passed there in Oklahoma, and that's a good thing.
I think it goes in. I think November it goes 1st. In like November.
Yeah, November 1st is going to be when it pushes through, and. So that's a good thing. It's always good to hear, you know, some governors willing to stand up for those who support the Second Amendment and take care of, you know, concealed carriers and such.
Yeah, I didn't know that was even going through until yesterday. I know it went through last year, and then the governor didn't sign it. Yeah. Cool. Well, today we got on my brother. My real brother, not my brother, another mother.
Not a brother from another mother.
The brother from the same mother. Yeah.
David Darter, he's our account manager. David, thanks for coming on.
You bet.
Good to be here on. He's here in the city as well, fighting this ice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I already failed yesterday.
Yeah.
I busted my butt.
That's not good. Well, you know what? As long as it wasn't on CCW safe property, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So get back to work, David. Get back to work.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey,
you know, for those who don't know, you know, I mean, we always talk about, you know, our support staff, and you know, and you guys heard about, you know, we just added Justin. And you know the usual suspects, Don and Gary, but behind the scenes, who really keeps this thing moving and who coordinates all the efforts of customer service is David Darter. Like, he is the star, really, of CCW Safe, because if you're not involved in a critical incident and need our support because of an arrest or a use of force, you know, to defend your life, you're dealing with just simple issues of customer service and just simple questions that you just might have if you just chose to join us without really learning about us. And David is the one who really, I mean, he holds down that position, and he does an awesome job with our customers. You know, I really love having him in that position and being over the specialist and, you know, just coordinating all the efforts and all the help for the members in our CCWSA family. So to let you guys know, David is a rock star.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate that.
That's okay.
We take a great pride in our customer service. We try.
That's true. And you know what, David? I was really trying to, that was the opening for Michael to at least concur. But
you know what?
It's obvious that there's some big brother, little brother issues that are going on here, where he can't give you a simple comp.
So this is what happened. I just plugged in my headphones at the time you said that because I didn't know if my mic was picking up you coming over the deal. So I was like, maybe I should turning my headphones, and I'm taking them off now because it's like watching a 1970s movie. So I didn't hear what you said.
So
that's,
are you back?
That's hilarious.
There you are. Now you're talking in your mouth.
Yeah, we're here, Michael.
So yeah, he is a rock star.
Yeah,
he does great with our customer service, and that's one of the things that, you know, it's hard when you're dealing with tens of thousands of members,
yeah,
and trying to provide, you know, good customer service for a nationwide covering. And it's very hard to do that. And I know, you know, that some of our competitors have the same issues that we do. But I think we handle ours very well. And I think that we have a very good handle on our customer support. And a lot of it is because of David.
Oh, absolutely. You know, David and David, sorry, we're going to talk about you first. So, you know, David, you know, he is, you know, the accounts manager. And of course, like I said, he's over the CCW Safe specialist who get your non-emergency calls. And if I had to really do an estimate, I say about 98% of the calls for service are non-emergency, and only 2% will be emergency calls, talking about arrest and use of force issues. So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of work, and what everybody needs to understand, and let's start off with by saying, stating that we have a great system in place, and it's a layered system. You know, number one, we want everyone to know that if you have account issues, absolutely send them to David. Don't call the non-emergency number if it's an account issue, because by design, we don't have them the contracted organization who handles our non-emergency calls. We don't have them able to have access to your accounts. And that's just to protect you guys. It's all about protection. We're all former police officers here, and everything that we do, even what we design for customer service, is so to protect you, your credit card access, and all of that. So if you guys, you know, have any account issues, please go, you know, send it to david@ccwsafe.com or support@ccwsafe.com. That way you don't waste any time. You don't get frustrated because the non-emergency agents, you know, can't have access or can't access your account. So, you know, I wanted to put that information out there. The other thing that I want you guys to understand is that this is a very unique business and is a very unique service. And when people call us to get answers, it's not usually a quick 1 minute phone call. You know, we spend a lot of time with our members on the phone, and I wish we could do it a little bit faster, but those who call can really, and please send emails supporting my statement right now for those who have enjoyed the time and effort that we have spent with you, you know, 30 minutes to an hour to really understand, give you an understanding of this service, your protection, because a lot of this stuff is built in legalese. Once you look at, you know, although our agreement is pretty cut and dry, there's still some legalese in there. It has to be because of contractual agreements, but, you know, people usually don't understand a lot of this stuff without lawyers. So when they call David, or when I see there's an overflow and I jump on the phone because I oversee all of it as well, if I see there's a pending call, I'll jump on it as well and take some calls. But when we spend that time with you, please understand, if we don't get back with you, we have to put it in a priority. And we're getting back to you as fast as we can. So make sure that, you know, you guys just really be patient with us. But I mean, kudos to David for spending that amount of time and giving these people a real understanding of their coverage. But before we start with David, I want to talk about a call that I just received, because David's going to go over today, you know, some of the top 10 or the most significant and more or the calls that we get most often. So the frequently asked questions that come across his computer most. But before he starts, I'm going to jump ahead of him and talk about one that I received today. One of our members who has been with us for a long time, I'll just call him Jim S. You know, because I'm sure he's going to listen to this. But Jim called me, and he and I, I've been trying to give him understanding, and we finally kind of, you know, got through to him today because I got on the phone. Sometimes it's best to get off of the computer and get on the phone. But I talked to Jim about, you know, his services that he's providing for his church with volunteer security. And please understand that we absolutely support what you guys are doing when you, as concealed carriers, are, you know, getting together, teaming up with your churches and trying to, you know, give them some extra support beyond who they hire for security, their armed security outside, or if they don't have it, you know, putting teams together, training together and doing all those things. That is a noble thing that you're doing for your church, and it's absolutely needed. What Jim and I discussed today, because he has one of our older plans and he's moving toward the ultimate plan, which has a special coverage for volunteer security for churches only. And so he and his wife are moving to the ultimate plan to have that coverage, because I sent him some other alternatives, you know, because for us at CCW Safe, what we try to do is really cover you and give you advice and recommendations that even protect you from yourself. And what I mean by that is, I already stated, and you all will agree with me, it's a great thing to defend the church and those that go there. But please understand, if you get into a use of force, you will absolutely be a hero that first day, second day, that first week. But if you overshoot and you make a mistake while all the, you know, members of the church are running around, and you accidentally shoot an innocent person, although they will thank you initially for you know, defending their life, please understand they will be contacted by a lawyer, and they will sue you and the church for damages. It's just going to happen. It's human nature. It's the process. It's unfair, but it's just what's going to happen. And that's the reason why Mike and myself and Kyle, the partners, decided to protect you guys a little bit with the ultimate plan, because it's a dedicated $1 million civil liability coverage that will cover you for that type of incident when you're in a legitimate shooting and you're trying to protect others or yourself and you shoot an innocent bystander. It's needed. So I went over those things with him. I made it known. He told me that he even got permission from his pastor who created this volunteer group. But I told him, I said, you know, please protect yourself and get that in writing. Because at the end of the day, when the smoke clears and they start trying to sue the church, it's going to be every man for himself, regardless of, you know, how long you guys have known each other. I mean, it's every man for himself. So we're trying to get you guys to protect yourselves. If you are in church security, please protect yourself no matter what you think, and upgrade to the ultimate plan so that you can cover yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, and that's what we care about. On that same note, I'll give you this one more little tidbit before we add David in, and sorry for taking up all this time, but it's very important. The reason why it's important to go beyond your homeowner's insurance and any other insurance entity, we hire civil attorneys for you, not for CCW Safe, to protect you and your actions with that as the agenda. Other entities, homeowners insurance, they're going to hire lawyers associated with that insurance company to protect that company first and you second. That makes a big difference. And that's why we open this thing up for you. Guys, please research your own. I'm not going to tell you that. Research your homeowners policies. Make sure that they say that they cover, and it has to say this verbiage, we cover intentional acts, because although you didn't force a shooting, it is an intentional act. If it does not say that in your policy, you are not covered, no matter what your broker tried to slide to you in between smiles and laughing. Please protect yourself. And that's what I had to say on that. Mike, I'll let you jump in.
No, that's great points. And we do have a lot of that. So what do we want to do? Let's get right into it. Just for time, do you have some questions that we were going to go over today, or do you?
Well, we had David, pick, some of his top questions, and he's going forward, I'll add some.
Yeah, we can jump in.
Yeah, we'll jump in.
Okay. Yeah, these are what we figured was that, we would kind of get a list of our top questions, because we do get these spurts of questions too, that we get one question that starts coming in, and then we get a bunch of those questions coming in. I don't know where. We have some that are more common than others. So we figured we'd kind of go through that. And somebody maybe who listens to our podcast who's not a member might be able to get some insight. Or if you're a member, you might not have full understanding of everything that we do. So let's just jump right in.
Okay. So David, we'll be your first.
Okay. Let me start just real quick by kind of talking and following up on what you said, Stan. We try to do the best job we can. We take great pride in our customer service. We are in the midst of an upgrade to make the checkout much easier right now.
That's right.
And then within the next probably 4 to 6 months, we are going to be updating some of our phone systems and things like that. So, we constantly try to make it better and easier for members to get a hold of us. We want to answer your phone just as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, you can't have an infinite number of specialists,
That's right.
So, sometimes it might take us a little bit, but, we try to get to you as quick as we can. And we are doing a lot of updating that's going to make your whole experience, I think, much easier. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So I think.
And on that, too, there are other ways that people can find out answers to their questions. We have a new chat that we kind of rolled out, maybe 6 months ago. And so that some of that is automated, kind of takes you through. So if you ask a certain question, our email support at ccwsafe.com is a good one. Sometimes if you have a pretty simple question, if you email it, you might get an email back before you would if you were to try to call in. So we have different ways that people can get a hold of us. And the chat, I think, has been a really good addition. And it's right on the website. If you go to ccwsafe.com, you'll see it pop up there.
Yes. And then just to piggyback what Mike's saying. Hey, guys, David works Central Time because that's where our hub is located. We also have, the West Coast Times, but the West Coast Times is actually after hours. So if you do have issues that you need dealt with, pretty quickly, try to contact David between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. In Central Time. Okay. So that, once again, we're trying to get ahead of any frustrations you might have for delays. David also does not work on the weekends. So, be mindful of that. So if you say, hey, I contacted David on, Friday at 10 p.m., you're not going to get a response from him until Monday morning. So please be, mindful of that as well. Also, Mike did mention, some of the other ways that you can gather information. A lot of people don't know that you can go to the website and you can find our frequently asked questions. Locate the frequently asked questions. I mean, there's two pages of them. So you can get ahead of it and really study what your policy is about. Look at our terms of service. Look at the terms of service and copy that down. I mean, it too is on the website. Make sure that you go through terms of service and have an understanding of what you actually have as coverage. But those means there. To go along with Michael did mention the chat function as well. We have a live chat, but a lot of the questions that you guys have can be answered on the FAQs. either in the chat function. The automated function also has FAQs that we've seen in you know, with the live agents there. You can go there, look at the frequently asked questions on chat, look at the frequently asked questions on the website, and you actually have your answers when you put it together before having to call us. If you don't have an understanding then, and we actually designed the chat function, it is automated initially so that it can answer simple questions. But if you ask a question a second time, please understand that the automated function is going to state, I'm going to send you to a live representative. Okay. So then it sends us a message and we pick up on it. And all of that's by design so that the real simple stuff, that it won't take us a long time to deal with. And we can deal with the, you know, the medium level request and also semi emergencies and emergencies. You know, we're doing all this to try to keep, you know, the machine moving, because at the end of the day, it's all about the emergency calls and everything else. It's not really an emergency we can help you through. If it's a non-emergency, or, you know, an elevated non-emergency where you have a credit card issue, please, by all means, call David and get it taken care of. But I wanted to kind of jump in and let you guys know about that so that you know those are the working hours. Don't frustrate yourself. I'll also give you a little heads up. Thursdays is the day for some reason that we don't have a lot of calls and emails. So if you have something that can wait to Thursday, throw it as Thursday. You know, but if you try to hit this on a Monday, we're catching up on weekend stuff, non-emergencies, and David is swamped on Mondays. You're probably not going to catch him as fast on a Monday as you would on a Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday. So, you know, and please be mindful of that. You know, we're trying to really assist tens of thousands of people. And just to be honest, we're still talking about hundreds a day. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, so 50 to 100 contacts a day is what we're dealing with. And these people all expect 30 minutes to an hour, and it's only an 8-hour day. So if you guys can do the math, I hope you understand that. So you have to, you know, just be mindful of that. So anyway, sorry, I get to talk too much, but go ahead, Michael, what's next?
So I think one of the first things that is probably one of our most frequently asked questions now, and it's probably due to the political climate and the things that have been happening in some of the states, is do we cover New York? Do we cover Washington? Both of those states now have passed legislation where some of the other companies can't service members in those states. We still do. And Stan, I don't know if you want to kind of explain the business.
Absolutely, but I will. And, you know, guys, and those who are already members, kudos to you because you chose the right company. we are... Those who are not, research, make an independent decision, and be mindful, especially if you're in some of these questionable anti-gun states. Okay, so David brought up New York and Washington State. We know the issues with New York. You know, about a year ago, their governor all-out assault on one of our competitors and also anybody associated with the Second Amendment. The reason why I say kudos to those who are members and part of our family already is the fact that we saw this coming years ago. And in 2016, because we talked about in 2015, we saw the writing on the wall. And that's the importance of having people that know what they're doing and experience in the criminal justice system and you know handling, you know, a serious civil litigation across the nation. That's what you have in CCW Safe. And we are also leaders in the industry and forward thinkers. So we try to get ahead of the anti-gun campaigns. And one was New York. So we saw the fact that we should not follow everyone else and attach ourselves to a traditional insurance broker or insurance coverage backed by a foreign entity in Europe. We knew not to do that because we knew that it left you open as vulnerable to that traditional insurance industry that is regulated. Well, our competitors, all of our main competitors, did that. And they went for about a year or so doing a really, really good job and taking in members. And what I mean by good job is taking in a lot of members, but then once they got attacked, the insurance, the anti-gunners, they were smart enough to attack the brokers, not the actual company. So they attacked the brokers and stated, technically, because this is what it comes down to, technically, they are engaged in selling illegal insurance products by teaming up with this competitor of ours. And by doing that, because they're allowing them to sell products and they're outside of the traditional regulation, it makes it illegal in that state. And that's why the governor has sued our competitor and they exited out of New York. And there's another competitor that is still not selling any additional ones, but allowing its members to stay on board until they their memberships expire. And then they give them a letter and say, now you're no longer covered in New York, which is a different conversation. But one thing that I'm going to fall back on again is the way that we designed our model. Our model was designed so that CCW Safe is insured through our captive insurance company that we own, backed by reinsurance as well. So we have a two-layered protection for CCW Safe to help us to deal with these catastrophic events and these critical incidents in support of our benefits for our packages. So CCW Safe is the insured. We are not an insurance company. Let me say that one more time. We are not an insurance company, and we do not sell insurance policies. Okay? Our competitors do that. We are a legal service subscription plan, and we facilitate, finance, and coordinate all the efforts and resources associated with defending your actions in a use of force that is critical, okay? Therefore, we are allowed to stand strong in those states because we're not doing what these other companies are doing. We are not presenting ourselves as an insurance company nor an associated with traditional insurance product. Therefore, we are the only ones standing strong in Washington State and New York. There are no other products there, just us. And there are other states that are looking at doing the same thing, like California and New Jersey. So please, if you live there, pay attention to what's going on there in your legislation, because they're trying to put a stop to you guys being covered as well. And then once that happens, again, we're going to be the only ones standing strong and the only ones that's going to be, you know, able to truly state that we cover everyone in 50 states. No one else in the industry is going to be able to state that unless they follow suit and design themselves like CCW Safe. And it takes about a year to do that. So in that time, in the next year, we're going to be the only organization standing strong in certain states because of the way that we're designed. You got anything to add on that, Mike? I know I said a lot.
No. That's good. Good point.
Thank you. I did my job. Thank you.
You did your job, man. You did it well.
Thanks.
You did. You did.
Anything more on that, David?
No, that's I just wanted to bring that up. That has been a very popular question. So one of the other questions that we get a lot of is, what is the difference between civil defense versus civil liability? So, you know, all of our basic packages cover unlimited civil defense, civil and criminal defense stemming from a self-defense incident. You know, that covers attorneys, expert witnesses, private investigators, you know, any fees that come along, deposition fees, filing fees, trial costs, court costs, mistrials, retrials, appeals, anything that has to do with your actual defense is covered unlimited on what we pay. Now, the civil liability is a little different animal in that your civil defense is covered while the trial is going on. After a trial, if there was a civil monetary judgment brought against you, then that's what the civil liability covers, up to $1 million civil liability. And that's after the a civil trial. That comes after a civil trial. And so that's what the difference is. Those two are. One covers defense costs. The other one covers after a trial for any
judgment
or liabilities that would be brought against you.
And one good point that I want to bring up is it's a dedicated one. If you that's have right. the civil liability coverage, meaning if after the trial's over and the judge says, okay, you're found in judgment of $1 million. if you have the civil liability protection, then that is a dedicated $1 million. So it's not a wasting policy to where if the cost of the trial was $400,000, then you have $600,000 left over. That's a wasting policy.
That's right.
So that's taken out of that million. Ours is a dedicated million. So if you have $400,000 trial costs, then you still have $1 million dedicated on that civil liability policy because it's a add-on separate policy. So, or a separate membership. So, that's just one point I wanted to make.
Absolutely. And then, just piggybacking both of their thoughts, you know, I want to caution everyone, who, you know, hasn't made a decision to get coverage, you know, thus far. I want to caution you to truly be careful about how some of these companies market their product, okay? And really, at the end of the day, anybody that's watched a used car dealership's commercial, or you've been up at night and you got while you were punch drunk and tired, you end up buying something from a commercial when you know you wouldn't have purchased that thing in the morning. Be cautious of the tricks that are associated even in our industry, because some of these companies, I mean, wow, they are masterful in their marketing attempts. You know, like some of these companies spend more money on marketing than they do on their members. You know, you know, we don't, but there's a reason for that. You know, we keep all of our resources for you guys when you need it, and a lot of our stuff is word of mouth as well. But I want you to be careful because, you know, they use a lot of scare tactics, videos to scare you into submission and buying their product, you know, so that you think that the civil liability is your first fight. And it is not. I mean, if you can do any research, because, you know, part of my job is to research the industry, and in doing so, I challenge anyone listening to my voice at this time to locate more than three incidents across the nation in the past 20 years in which a concealed carrier has used legitimate self-defense and has won a criminal trial, but the system allow a civil proceeding to continue and a civil suit to go through. And in that, they actually lose a civil suit because, number one, you're not going to find too many where, you know, someone that is not or that's acquitted of the criminal charges, you know, are not protected by the state for the civil proceedings. But you're not going to find any unless you find it in Philadelphia. I think I found one in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the only place that you might find one or two where someone has won a criminal case and they lost the civil, the civil was allowed and they lost it and they had damages. So I'm saying all that to say, you being sued for your use of force, if you just hit the suspect, if you just hit the suspect, it's so small of a chance. You know, we only deal with, you know, to be honest with our listeners, 0.1% of our members, our tens of thousands of members, 0.1% get involved in a deadly use of force incident. 0.1%. Less than that, 0.1% of that will be those involved in a civil proceeding. In the 7 years that we've been doing business and we service a lot of members in shooting cases, we've only had one that went to the beginnings of a civil proceeding before we were able to resource it out and to negotiate it out. We have not had anyone, and we have not had to pay out on a civil lawsuit. Okay. And we do the most work out of everyone. We're the only ones with a documented use of force by one of our members that went from an allegation of murder and completed an entire murder trial with the Stephen Maddox case. And we're actually sitting on two other deadly force cases that we cannot mention for confidentiality reasons. Okay. But I need you guys to know that and challenge these companies. You know, when they tell you, hey, we got a gun for you, or hey, we got this and that, you know, or we'll give you an extra 2 months on your service if you join us now, challenge them and say, how much work have you done? Show me how many members have you paid out on civil cases? They're not going to be able to produce anything because it just doesn't happen that often. So you guys be careful about that, because it's really tricky in the way they bring you in. You know, just like Mike talked about the wasting policies. Nobody really knows what that is. You know, they think when somebody tells them that you have $2 million of coverage, you go, well, by God, that's twice the amount of everybody else's coverage. Well, really, it's not. They're saying out of all of the things that you can do, all of the little elements that you could use them for and you can be resourced for, that it amounts to that. The problem is it takes away for every dollar that you use. And it starts off with $100,000 for a retainer if you take someone's life. That's for an attorney. And you can do your own independent research on this, guys. Look at the industry. Check with your local criminal defense attorneys. Ask anyone that has tried cases for murder, how much do they require for a retainer? And a retainer just for them to get started working. That's not all of the cost. So I want you guys just to be mindful of that. I mean, because it's scary. And this is why we're so upfront with you guys and we're so truthful. Number one, we all come from a background of servicing citizens. But, you know, we like to lead with honesty, integrity, and good character, you know, and it stands behind and it supports our core values as well. So we give you information in support of our core values.
Yes.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Next up, David.
Okay, so I think next, you know, we came out with some new plans here. I believe it was late 2017, fourth quarter 2017. And, you know, anybody that had plans who had been a member with us longer than that, you were grandfathered in with what you had. And so basically, pretty much what happened was they just renamed the plans and made a few changes like bond amount. So if you had the military law enforcement plan, which was what it was called up until 2017, and you go to the site now, what you're going to want to look at is the protector plan. Of course, the difference, one of the main differences between what you have and that protector plan is the amount of the bond. Unless you upgraded to the $1 million bond on the old plans, you are covered with $250,000 bond, and the new plans cover up to $500,000 bond on the basic plans.
And David, before we go any, or I'm going to let you wrap this up and then I'll talk about the bond.
Okay. All right. So, you know, if you had the military law enforcement, you would basically want to look at the protector plan, which is the renamed plan, with some, changes. If you had the annual single membership, you can look at the defender plan. And if you had, if you had the dual membership, it would be either one of the protector or defender with spouse. So, we get that a lot. You know, you are grandfathered into those. You can keep those as long as you want. A lot of members do, but you do not have to upgrade or switch to one of the new plans.
Yeah, and then just to jump in real quick, David. Hey, guys, remember, you're allowed to grandfather in as long as your automated payment does not stop. Okay. If you automated payment, because there's a guy that's David, I told him to email you, but there's a guy that allowed his payment to lapse, you know, back in 2018. And back then he was on the 129 plan, which is our old basic. And, you know, and he wants to get the 129 plan again. And, you know, it's just, we can't do that. I mean, if you allow your payment to continue on, then you can be grandfathered in. If it does cease and you stop it and you try to come back later, we can't give you that. We're not selling that any longer. I mean, it doesn't even compute. We can only allow it to continue. Our computer doesn't allow us to go back to that price because it's not attached any longer. You cannot get the old plans nor the pricing of the old plans if you did not have it and it's not a continuous cycle. That's the point of being grandfathered in. And just to let you guys know, that came from Mike Darter. Mike Darter wanted to take care of those who wanted to hold their pricing. But at the same time, when he explains the reason for us changing the standard, which he will do in a minute, you know, there's a reason why we did what we did and moved away from those plans. We're trying to give you guys more protection. If you don't mind, Mike, just jump in real quick and handle that.
Yeah.
And we'll let David finish.
Yeah. So there's two things that that went into this decision. And one was the Maddox trial. And one was the fact that his bail was set at $500,000 with really no, just based on the fact that there was a man that was killed and he was the shooter, didn't really take anything into effect about the case, about that it was a self-defense case. I mean, that was just based on the fact that, Your Honor, we have one dead, we have one deceased, and this man shot him, boom, $500,000. Yeah, and there's another article.
Hey, Mike, also, I think that was because he lived in another county. So he lived outside that county as well, is the reason why, they made that, you know, that soft justification, because it's really weak what they used that for.
But go ahead. Right. Yeah, it was weak. And there's another article that came out on Priceonomics.com. And I'll try to put this in the show notes, but it was on America's Peculiar Bail System. Mm-hmm. And it came out kind of talking about the Freddie Gray in Baltimore and some of the other cases. And it was really a more liberal piece talking about why is murder bail for murder cases so much higher than the other cases? And, you know, in the bail system, you have bail starting, you know, at $1,000 or so, going up to, I think it was around $55,000 for most cases, felony cases. And then, I think it went up to $250,000 for rape and sexual cases, and then murder cases, manslaughter cases, jumped to $500,000 to $1 million. And it was basically saying that, you know, that the bail system is unfair. But it's just another key piece that made us realize that, you know, if we have in the case of Stephen Maddox, he had coverage for up to $1 million bail. Mm-hmm. If he would have got that bail set at $500,000 and would have had the standard $250,000, we might not have been able to get him out of jail.
Mike says that is because, you know, we would pay 10% up to 10%, which would be $25,000. And then Stephen would have had to pay $25,000, which he did not have.
Yeah. And to keep our whole, one of the whole things that we have to worry about, or that we have to kind of moderate with our members, is keeping them in the best physical, mental, and emotional shape to prepare them for that trial. And, you know, we can only do so much. And if somebody is in jail and cannot get out of jail, and some people think, well, you know, if I got in, I'll bond out. Well, you might bond out. The judge may say he's not issuing bail.
Correct. Correct.
And in the case of Stephen Maddox, it was like 30 days later. He was going to miss Thanksgiving with his family. We were able to get that within, I think, 8 days or 7 days, something. But, you know, we have to make sure that our members are the most, you know, stay healthy emotionally, mentally, physically, to prepare them for this time. Stephen went through a 2-year trial process before he even went to trial. And you can see from some of the videos of Stephen, there were many days that he woke up and he didn't really want to even stick around. And as far as he just wanted to just give up. And, you know, he would call our critical response coordinator, which was John Reisenhoover at that time, which did a phenomenal job on that. And, you know, he had dietary guidelines and workout regimens for Stephen. And so that's why we said, you know, if we have, if there's a case of a self-defense case that is going to be a murder one charge, a murder two, manslaughter, it's going to be most likely $500,000 or more.
That's right.
And if we can, you know, better cover our members, we, that's why we took our bail up to 500,000, because we didn't want to have our one of our members get stuck in a situation where, based on our you know, our terms of service, that we couldn't help them and get them out. And, you know, that's another reason why, if you look at our website, our whole site, all of our, we do 3 posts a week. Now, last week we didn't do a podcast. We kind of took a week off because we've been re-strategizing some things. This week we're back on, and every Wednesday we're going to have a podcast, or try to. I can't say that we will for sure have one, but we're going to try to do this weekly. We've been doing it weekly for the last 3 or 4 months. We also have posts every Friday from Sean Vincent and Don West on In Self-Defense, which looks at high profile cases and what they did right, what they did wrong. We also have posts by either us or Steve Moses or Bob O'Connor on Mondays. And all those, if you look at our site, all those are trying to help people to avoid these situations. So if we can help our members avoid these situations and give them examples of what should be done, then we're doing the best we can to help them mitigate their risks, that they're not going to be in a situation that is not going to be defendable as self-defense. So that's the whole reason why we took that. And I'll put that link in the show notes, but it's priceonomics.com. If you search America's Peculiar Bail System, you'll probably get it in a search. And you can look at it, and it has all the kind of statistics on that. And based on that and the fact that we had our own experience with Stephen Maddox is why we took that up.
That's right. And then, you know, I couldn't have said any better than that, Michael. That was awesome. You know, what Mike is saying, and you know, and when like I said, we invite you guys to grandfather your plans. But our new standard, and we're trying to make this the industry standard, is a $500,000 bail coverage. Mm-hmm. I think there's only one other company that has matched that standard, but that's where they actually they top out. We top out at $1 million bond coverage. But, you know, but the reason why we do that, like Mike said, we really need you guys out of jail. You know, I mean, it doesn't help us at all for you to stay in jail. If Stephen Maddox would have, and I know you didn't hear the numbers from Michael, right? If he couldn't get out of jail, please understand that's 2 years in jail waiting for trial.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where you want to be. And for $50 more, and that's the reason why we made the increase, you know, to $179 for the Defender plan, you get the $500,000 coverage. So even all of you who are coming up on your, you know, your renewal date, please do so thinking about how should I be covered, or do I have, or really, you don't have to upgrade because it's really not about the money for us. We're just trying to help you. Mm-hmm. Put $25,000 aside in the savings account, so that you can match our $25,000 so we can get you out of jail. And if you don't have that, like most Americans, please allow us to take the financial burden off of you. That's it.
Yep. All right, let's move on to the next one. On the dual plans, we have quite a few people, a lot of members getting the ultimate plan now where it automatically covers a spouse. And the question always comes up is, where do I put my wife's name at? Why is she not showing up on the count? And most likely she's there. If you go to if you log into your account, or if you're in your account and you go to My Memberships, you'll see the primary member's card. And then right next to it, you'll see, you'll be able to sign a second card. Now that second card is there for your spouse only. That's not for, a friend that lives in another town or anything like that. That's for your spouse. So if you go to that, you'll be able to enter your spouse information, and then she will be listed right there next to you. And you can look at her membership card if you'd like by, I think there's a view button, or you can click on her account number that's there. But that's where you enter a spouse's name. And that's what that second card is for. It is for a spouse, for one of the dual memberships. But we have a lot of people that think that's, hey, can I put somebody else in there? Can I put my neighbor in there or whatever? That's not the case for that. It is for spouse only. And you can do that under the My Membership selection under My Account on the top menu bar.
That's right.
Yep. So,
Ultimate Plan has a lot of, if you haven't looked at that, that's a good, it has a civil liability. It's our top tier plan that has everything available. So if you do have a spouse, whether they just want to be covered in the home, or if they do have a permit, that would be a great plan to look at.
That's right. And then also that plan still does cover you guys for, your spouse, if you're going to cover her for provisional terms, she'll be covered under provisional mm-hmm. terms as well. But she will not be covered for civil liability unless only the primary is, because we get that question as well. Unless you add civil liability, that's an additional $220 a year. You make the decision whether or not it's worth it, weigh out the options of your wife if she carries, she doesn't carry as much as you do in public, or you guys are together. Weigh out the options whether or not you want to pay that. We don't push that upon you. We leave it up to the member whether or not they want to be just the primary covered or not. But please understand, she is not covered, or he, your spouse is not covered unless you have that additional civil liability coverage. And David already explained that, yes, they do get civil defense. And although David said, unlimited, so that you guys don't use our words against us. And what that really means is that your defense funds are not capped for everything needed to prepare you for or to get through trial. Okay. Because some people might say there's no such thing as unlimited. There is a limit. When the trial's over, that's over. So, but it's not capped. We don't have a capped stepped plan. That's one of the reasons why our defender plan, we can match against, and that's our standard plan. Our defender plan, we can match against most companies' higher plans, because we created the ultimate plan, through the brilliance of Mike Darter, to be the best in the nation, bar none, and the most amount of benefits for the most reasonable amount of cost. So for $499, you get all of that we give you, and it covers a lot. And people that don't understand, even those companies that say you have over $2 million of coverage, but look at the coverage you have for your defense, because if you only have $500,000 of coverage or less, or $250,000 of coverage, which is worse, for your defense, when that money runs out, where do you think it's coming from? They're not going to just say, hand you an IOU. It comes from the member. So when they say, this is all you need, or you only need 20% because we're a reimbursement plan. Please don't fall for that. Use your good judgment. Please understand what happens in these cases and how much money you would need. If you run out of money, if your plan runs out of money with these other companies, you're going to pay. That's it. All right, David.
Okay. All right. Next one I just wanted to touch on was credit cards. With credit cards, we have a lot of people that will have a change of address, and they change the address in their mailing address in their profile. But because billing addresses can be different than mailing addresses, if you change your address in your profile, you also need to go into your billing information, which is under My Subscriptions. And you can go in there. There's a change payment method. You can go in and change that, but make sure you get that changed there as well. Because if you change your profile address, it does not automatically change your billing address.
That's correct. Yeah. And then the reason why David's telling you guys that is because your payment is going to fail. It is really not our fault. You went in and changed your profile, but you didn't go in and change what you needed. And he's giving you that information now to let you know, go in there and edit your credit card. Don't get mad at us because you get a failure and it has a mismatch. It's just part of the system. You need to upgrade it just like you would at your bank. You know, all of these need to be upgraded. And it's the same thing for us. You got to update that information so that it doesn't fail.
And the failure is the security. It's there for your security.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's just something that they, we go in and change a lot for people because they don't realize that. But they can do that right there on their own, on their own account. So I think the last thing I wanted to just touch on was our membership cards. At the end of 2017, we did go to added a digital membership card, which is a membership card that you can download to a phone, iPhone or Android, and have it with you always on your phone. Just gives you another place to have our emergency information. The wallet card is not automatically sent out any longer. However, if you have to have a wallet card, then you can always request that by just sending me an email at david@ccwsafe.com, and we will send you one. But it's not an automatic thing, and the digital card is our chosen our card of choice currently.
That's correct. And then, in saying that too, David, guys, please remember, because I know that there's some folks that either don't have there's a small number of you don't have a smartphone, or, you just old school, because this is what they say all the time. I'm old school. I need something in my pocket. Even if you get, you request one from David and he sends it out to you, I just want to caution you guys again. Although we used to, back when we first started, we used to say, show them your CCW Safe membership card and say that you got a lawyer on the way. We no longer do that. I mean, we put that word out a couple of years ago that, we don't want to sway a decision of a responding officer, investigator, or anyone that you planned for this to happen. So we don't want to give that to them. So all we need you to do is say that, hey, I will give you the details of this incident in the presence of my attorney, and I've already called my attorney. So just add another quick one before Michael closes us down. But that's also why we want you guys to don't stay on the phone with 911. Do it long enough to give them your description that you've been attacked and you had to, defend your life. You need medical and police. Get off the phone and call us, okay? Because we do that. We tell you that for a reason. We don't want you to have to say, here's my card. We don't want you to have to, try to make a phone call in a police car, in front of a police car, because of the videotapes, the car cams, and anything you say at the police department as well. You don't have any expectation of privacy initially, when you make a phone call there, everything's recorded because they're going to take you to a recorded interview room, you know, for your statement. So please know that if you want your phone call with the lawyers to be privileged, do it prior to the officers getting there from a safe place. Make sure that you're not in eyeshot of the suspect. Get behind cover and make the call, even if it's a car or something like that. But I had to add that. Sorry, Mike.
No, you're good. You're good. It is going on right at an hour, so we're going to have to try to shut it down. Do we have any other questions that we want to address today?
You know, I don't have any. We are constantly trying to keep questions updated on our FAQ page.
Yep.
So, you know, it's always good to go look there first. I think most of our main questions that we get asked over and over are on that frequently asked questions page.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, can I ask, I'm going to add one more and I'm going to get off of it.
Yeah.
Just because it comes up so much. This is for those guys who really concentrate on the forums and the information you're getting about, zones that say no guns. I'm gonna talk about this real quick. We're gonna have to bring it back later because we're gonna have David back. Although David's saying he doesn't have anything, we just don't have time for you. We have to come back for part two. But no gun zones. If it is a felony or a misdemeanor in itself to possess a firearm at a location like a federal building, etc., you're not covered. You're outside the scope of coverage because it's illegal to do so. You know that. If you are in a state in which it is not a misdemeanor crime to walk onto private property of someone else's, and it only becomes a crime after they tell you to leave and you refuse to do so, the crime of trespassing, if you accept that charge of trespassing and refuse to leave, you are outside of the scope of your coverage. Mm-hmm. If you agree to leave, or if they don't know that you have it and you accidentally stop trying to challenge these. Don't use us to challenge people. If you accidentally walk onto property and you didn't see their sign and something happens, you defend others and then they come back with a charge and they didn't tell you to leave, we will cover you. If you are on your way out after they tell you to leave and Al-Qaeda or ISIS comes in the front door and you handle the threat, we will cover you. So I just want you guys to know, this is not a game for us. This is really not a Second Amendment issue. This is about using deadly force, which is not a Second Amendment issue. Okay. We're trying to protect you from yourself as well. So please stop trying to challenge these things and know how you're covered. Go, Michael.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of the examples we get from people, they are, the only answer is, well, that would be a challenge case, you know, and we're not up. That's not what we're here for. Like Stan said, and that's why we put all these case studies and stuff online. So you can see what other people have done and what life sentences other people have gotten for what they've done. And it's just not worth it.